Yes, you should. You to take those dividends so that you can feel that your money's working for you. You get a little bit of extra money every, you know, throughout the year. If you don't need it, that's okay. You can save it or gift it and give it away or whatever. Right. But you should be taking those dividends for sure.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, and thank you for speaking
thank
for
you.
The innocent unborn. I love you, Dan. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Francis. I appreciate you saying that. Merry Christmas. God bless you. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Mark. Mark's calling us in Texas. Hey, Mark.
Merry Christmas, Dan. I just want to call and thank you for everything that you do for us. My wife and I, our life has changed since we started investing with your program. I cannot tell you how grateful I am for what you've done for us. And when it splits, divides into a bunch of companies, is it going to be real good? Or what do you recommend? Buy more since it's real cheap now? And that's about it. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, good. Mark, thank you for that, brother. I sure appreciate it. And Merry Christmas to you. Sure do appreciate your encouragement there and your encouraging words. Thank you. So, yeah, MA30, what Mark is talking about, there is some talk, proposals. They've kicked around the numbers, and they're talking about, breaking off several of their companies. Now, first of all, they've already done that before the merger. So before the merger, in order for the Justice Department and Commerce Department to approve the merger, they knew, both of these companies knew, that they were going to have to divest themselves to get rid of some of these companies, because they wouldn't have gotten approved because there would have been too much of a monopoly in certain areas. So they already did some of it. Now they're talking about some of their other industrial and chemical side of things to doing more of that, and I think they're going to do that. So look, this is a company that is on my buy list. It is a company, or it was on my buy list last week. It should be on my buy list right now. I'm not sure whether it is or not, to be honest with you. I don't remember. Sometimes I forget whether I did the work and say, I got to get that on my buy list, or it is in fact on my buy list. But nonetheless, it is a company. It's a foundational stock, and it is a stock that you want to own. So, and not just because of the split off. So here's what's going to happen. It's important that you understand that this. So if you own this parent company, and they split off their pigment company, chemical company, unless you are getting that stock, you're probably not going to gain a lot from these splits. You're not going to gain a whole lot. Now they may be giving you shares of that new company. That's generally what they do. So you may be getting additional stocks. So there's another stock that you own because you owned one of our other stocks, and they split some off and they gave you shares. And that's probably how this is going to go. It's not going to mean a whole lot to you initially, but there may be opportunity to add to those stocks that they give you. But all in all, it's going to be good for this particular company that you own, because it's going to probably generate some more buying into this company, because they are going to get more financially sound, a little bit more efficient, a little bit more streamlined, have opportunities to get into other markets. It's just going to be, there's some of the duplicity between the two companies that merged is going to go. It's going to be gone. That's going to help them, again, be more efficient, more effective, and more competitive. So in the long run, it's going to be good for this company to own. And this is one of those companies right now that I probably would consider a strong buy, not just a buy, and it's a foundational stock. So this was one of the two companies that I said 3 weeks ago on my conference call, not the conference call I had yesterday, but 3 weeks ago I said, man, if you don't own these two companies, this was one of them, you got to be crazy right now. And, you know, they're continuing to see downward pressure, yes, but we're long-term investors, and you are going to love your position in this stock 10 years from now, and you're going to look back and say, wow. And one of the things you're going to say is, if it was the old me and I didn't have financial issues, I would have been selling and running because I would have been scared. But here I ended up buying when the market was down like you're supposed to do, and you're going to be able to look back and see how it's paid off. So yeah, MA30, great company. All right, let me go to Samuel? Yeah, Samuel on in Georgia. Hey, Samuel.
Good morning. So the question is, I got into the TSP shortly after the big crash in 2008, and I started with the T-Cell here. Did I lose it? Good to break.
Okay, Samuel, already I got to stop you. I shouldn't have taken you. I didn't look at the clock. You think after 22 years I'd start looking at the clock. Anyway, didn't look at the clock. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I apologize. So
I was definitely a skeptic at, joining Samaritan Ministries because I didn't understand it. I was used to the traditional system, so I was afraid.
I thought, what if this doesn't work? I mean, you were going to give up this whole concept of insurance, you know, and we're going to trust God and His people? And it was like, yeah, well, of course.
what we pay every month is about 30% of what we were paying in insurance. And what we get back is so much more financially, of course, but spiritually and with the care of the community, you can't touch it.
We, as a body of believers, are living out New Testament Christianity. This idea that Samaritan has adopted from the book of Acts should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing.
If you like business content, I mean,
it's hard to see when you're outside at night.
Listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back. Jeff makes a comment that he listens to KWAS, Kingdom Keys Radio Network, and he just says, keep up the good work. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. I love Kingdom Keys. They do a great work. And now they are playing 2 hours. They play our first and second hour. So I have to work on them for this third hour. But yes, thank you for that, Jeff. You're probably not listening now, unfortunately, but I just now saw that. So thank you for that. Craig is agreeing with David, who said this very similar thing in the last hour. Agree with David, two-year partner taking income over 2 years, account is up 0.65 plus, so just up you know, just 0.65% is account, which is great right now in an environment that everybody's down, you know, 20%, and plus 9.44% income taken and used, so up 10.09% over 2 years. Wow, that's the way to do it, man. Craig counting all the crumbs. And here he's well on his way if he doesn't already have a loaf. So keep counting those crumbs. That's good stuff, Craig. And that's, you know, that's the important part. That's what we've got to look at. So good stuff. Thomas, thank you, Thomas. Great. I sure appreciate it. And Champ is saying, good morning, Dan. I appreciate your show. I'm a partner and would like your opinion. 30% down in a biotech company. I am 40% down in a pharmaceutical company. Both, well, I don't know if the first one, I don't have the numbers on those. I'm sorry, folks. But so one is a large cap, one is a micro cap. So that's a good combination to have. I like that. And he's asking, I have a 10-year time frame. Should I sell and take losses? No. What, are you out of your mind? No. 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 That's not even a question you have to ask. These are good, solid companies. They've got great potential. I'll say the same thing. Pharmaceuticals, very different. A pharmaceutical large cap is always going to react much more volatile than a pharmaceutical that is a small, than it, that is, or another, an industrial that's a large cap. There's not a lot of safety in large and small, mid cap from small and micro cap when it comes to biotechs and pharmaceuticals. But yeah, no, I wouldn't change anything. I might add to them, but I certainly wouldn't be selling. That is for certain. That would be a huge mistake. And I'm not sure, you know, this goes back to what I said earlier. Why even ask, man? If you're thinking about selling just because it's down, then you shouldn't be thinking about selling. You should be questioning one of two things. You should be questioning my strategy and say, this guy's out of his mind, I'm out. Either that, or question whether you should have a strategy. In other words, whether you should be investing. Because if you're thinking about selling in the volatility that we have seen, I hope that the volatility in the upside, when everybody is just kicking back feeling great, you're not thinking about buying. You know, so I hope that's not going to be the case. This is a time, if you're a long-term investor, you're going to be thinking about buying, not thinking about selling. So I don't know why you would want to take the losses that you have on paper and solidify them and turn them into losses in dollars and cents. These are not bad companies. You know, there was a company that was a bad company that I had enough of, and I told everybody to sell out and move it into this other company in the same sector that I thought was going to go up quicker. Even in all this volatility, that company that we moved into has been up every week. I think it's up 10% on the year. So if you made that switch, if you're a follower and you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of you didn't make the switch, but if you were one that made the switch, man, you got to be feeling like $1 million compared to what would have happened. So in that case, it was a sense of selling something that was down considerably that I felt like it was going to be a long time before that recovered. So I sold it. Let's move into something that can get your recovery back. This is not the case. These stocks are not. If they were, I would have put them on my sell list in the same way and sent out an alert in the same way I did that other stock a couple months ago. So Hang in there, man. Folks, we can't be worried about getting out. When things are bad, you don't get out. I can't say that enough. And when things are good, you don't get in. My hope is, and I know I'm going to get the call. My hope is when things go up, I don't have all your, well, I've been on the sidelines all this time. Well, now's not the time to get in. You mean you've been on the sidelines waiting for good news? You'd have been better getting in on the bad news and waiting for the good news. Then you would have a lot more money than you do right now if you'd have done that. This is not the time to be thinking about getting out. It's a time to be thinking about getting in a bigger way if you can. That's what it's for. There are some unbelievable values out there. If you're in it for 10 years, I said this on my conference call a couple weeks ago, and you're not buying, I mentioned two stocks then. If you're not buying those two stocks, you're out of your mind. I mean, it's too late now, but I mean, if you weren't on that conference call, that's what you should be thinking of, not getting out. I am working so hard to try to change all of your, I'm trying to get you to do everything you can do to be counterintuitive. I know the intuitive thing, oh, the sky's falling, I got to get my money out. Instead of the sky's falling, this is great, everything's on sale, I got to get my money in. That's a hard, that is just so counterintuitive, and it's not something that people do. But it is something that institutional traders do. It's why the multimillionaires sitting on Wall Street are multimillionaires. They've been thriving. They're loving every minute of this volatility on the downside right now. So you got to become one of them. This is the time to be excited. One of the things that pains me more than anything are people that are working hard every day and contributing every payday into their 401k. And the news turns ugly and they stop contributing. Do you know how many people did that in 2008? Oh my word. Can you imagine what their portfolio would look like right now if they hadn't have done that? Especially buying in to all those mutual funds that were getting clobbered. Oh my word. Can you imagine how much money they'd have right now? But they stopped. I'm afraid. I'm going to put it all in a something conservative, and I'm not putting any more money in until things get better. Then things got good, and everything was up way more than it was when they got out, and they went in. That's painful. People call me. I got an email about somebody's. I got two Fidelity funds. They're down all this. Should I get out? I've got this Timothy fund. Their Timothy fund. Should I get it? And people say, "Well, it must be Timothy. Oh, it must be Fidelity. It's the market. It's not Fidelity. It's the market. Fidelity's not doing anything wrong. You chose to get into a growth fund. It's not Fidelity's fault that the market's down. You got it. So either buy more or stay in, but don't sell out. And Timothy, same thing. It's not Timothy's fault. Either buy more or stay in, but people are getting out. Well, you know, I think people are doing better. Listen, people aren't doing a whole lot better that have individual stocks. The market is down, and you got to take that into consideration. Well, I'll be sitting by a radio or my television, waiting patiently to download the PDF copy of Jerome Powell's comments so that I can begin wordsmithing it and understanding it, reading it. So that's what I'll be doing at 2:00 this afternoon. So some of you might too, but it's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens, particularly as we look at indices up about 1% right now. Dow's up 208 points, NASDAQ's up 60 points, the S&P up 25 points, and, you know, everything's in positive territory. It'll be interesting to watch it. And if you can, you can look at where the indices are at 150 or 155. see if you can get a change. That might give you some indication, because markets are generally right, and get any kind of indications of how the Federal Reserve Chair did by 2:30. So it'll be interesting. Okay, we'll see what happens, but I'm not really waiting for whether he's going to raise rates. Apparently everybody believes he's going to. I suspect he might be. I say he's not, and that's what I said in the beginning of the year. I'm going to say that. I was all about, we're not going to see four rate hikes. He telegraphed three. I didn't think he was going to go over what was baked into the market. He decided to do that a couple months ago and indicate that he may raise one more time. So because he said that a few months ago, I guess that's why he's going to do it. There's no fundamental reason for him doing it. There's no logical reason for him doing it. And every time things like this happen, and this happened a lot over the last 10 years from a political perspective, you've got to question their allegiance. You got to question their patriotism even. I mean, you start to question those things. It's how conspiracy theories develop. So out of this meeting today will come a whole new conspiracy theory for people selling books and con artists trying to make something happen. All right, folks, you've been listening to Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. Don't forget us. I hope that you'll pray about what you might do to help support the ministry as we head towards the end of the year. And remember, all that you have is His. Let's be a good and faithful steward. I'll see you tomorrow.
Want more business content?
Yes!
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 You need BizVod, the place for business videos.
Advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.